Welcome to the By His Grace episode. On this podcast, I interview women and they share stories of what God is doing in their lives. We all need to know that we're on this journey of life and we're not alone. And today, I'd like to welcome Lauren Flake to the podcast today. Lauren, welcome.
Hey, Misty. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I have a funny story. I interviewed Lauren a couple of weeks ago in Austin, and I have never done an interview where I wasn't sitting in front of someone. And when I got home to put that podcast out, it was a blank recording. So I have the opportunity to interview Lauren again. So this is kind of fun. Lauren, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience?
I am a mom to two little girls and a wife in Buda, just south of Austin. And we've lived here for 7.5 years, but we both grew up in the Austin area. And I'm a children's book author, a magazine editor, and an Alzheimer's daughter. I lost my mom to early onset Alzheimer's when she was 59, almost 6 years ago.
Okay, so that's a lot there. Let's talk about that real quick. Tell us the names of your children's books that you wrote first.
My books are Where Did My Sweet Grandma Go? A Preschooler's Guide to Losing a Loved One. And then there's also the grandpa version, Where Did My Sweet Grandpa Go?
Oh, that's great. And
they are picture books geared to preschoolers, obviously. And the illustrations are half my artwork and half my mom's artwork from when she was in college that just so happened to match up with the words.
That's fantastic. And you know, that's a really hard concept to explain to a preschooler, you know, and that's gotta be tough. So thank you for providing that resource for people. Okay. Second of all, you said you are a magazine editor. So tell me about that.
So my blog and I guess my self-publishing company has become Love of Dixie, which is a tribute to my mom. Her name was Dixie. So like my website is loveofdixie.com. And the magazine is my newest thing. We just started that the spring issue is the third issue. So fall was our first one. And it's quarterly for Texas women. We have writers, women, Christian women writers from all over the state. Recipes, devotional, featured articles about adoption, or this last one was an Alzheimer's daughter's story. Favorite picks for shopping, I mean, and all kinds of stuff.
That's fantastic. Okay, so the next thing you mentioned was the Daughters of Dementia. So tell me a little bit more about that.
So Daughters of Dementia is an online community right now. Eventually we'd like to make it a nonprofit and have a current and surviving caregiver matching program to where the surviving dementia caregivers could mentor current caregivers. The whole idea for that came from a friend of mine who lost her mom to Lewy body dementia, which mimics symptoms of both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And she reached out to me after her mom died when I was in the thick of it with my mom's Alzheimer's and kind of showed me what to expect and made me feel much less isolated.
Oh, I love the way that worked out for you, because, you know, that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because when struggles in life come, and they will come because we all go through struggles, but when we have those major crises, sometimes we can feel like we're alone in our journey. And so that's why I started this podcast, so people would know you're not the only one to walk the road. It may feel like an isolated road, but other people have walked the road, and God is walking the road with us. And he's there in the midst of our journeys. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how God met you on your journey with your mom, and ultimately then with the Daughters of Dementia.
Right. It's weird to say this. I'm obviously not grateful that my mom had Alzheimer's and died, but I'm grateful for how God sort of reshaped me, transformed me through that process and drew me closer to him. I was raised in the church, and then in college went through a rebellious period and decided I could do everything on my own. And, you know, I'm very stubborn and independent.
I don't know anything about that. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. I know all about that.
And then, so my mom was diagnosed a week after I graduated from Texas A&M, and my life turned upside down. The grief and trauma piece is so isolating. I mean, just across the board, whatever is causing the grief and trauma, I think it just wrecks us and makes us feel so alone, so desperate, so helpless. And that was, you know, nobody could fix it. There right. was no fixing it. I couldn't do anything to fix it. I was just sort of along for the ride. And it's there that God met me in that pain. And I mean, I don't, it's by his grace that I didn't end up an addict or, I don't know. I mean, just who knows where I would have ended up, because I was not in a good place mentally or emotionally.
Yeah. In James chapter 1, it says, for trials, for us to count them all joy, because it is those trials that produce steadfastness in us, and it perfects our faith. Our faith, and it matures us as Christians. But it's really when you're in that trial, it's hard to count it joy when you feel like all hope is lost. But somehow when we come to the end of ourselves, and it sounds like a little bit of that was happening to you as well, that's when we make room for God to come in and then do what only he can do. So what were some verses that you clung to during that time that helped you to get through?
Sort of my life verse that my mom wrote in my Bible, and you will seek the truth and the truth will set you free. In fact, I ended up setting that as like the inscription in the middle of my mom's obituary, because that's just sort of what I clung to through that time. And suffering produces, it's the character and perseverance and endurance. And the, so when I was preparing for my mom's funeral, I found that passage underlined in her study Bible.
Yeah.
And that has just been my, I guess I just kind of meditate on that passage through. So my mom was an only child, and then my grandfather had dementia, and so I was helping take care of him from 2 hours away. And then now I'm still caring for my grandmother with dementia. So it's sort of been a 13-year process now.
Oh my goodness.
Almost 13 years of dementia caregiving and having babies and all that other stuff.
Right. Yeah. So what would you say if you could speak, to someone right now who just found out that their loved one was diagnosed with dementia, what would you say to them? What comfort could you provide them?
I would say, first off, I'm so sorry, because I can't, you know, you can't make it better. I had people ask oh, is your mom doing better? Well, no, that's not how this works. You know, I mean, first of it is being, getting past that denial phase, and you have to accept that that's the situation. But there are some strange, blessings that come from the process. So watching my mom decline, you know, in Alzheimer's, not every dementia is like this, but in Alzheimer's, it's sort of a linear where you're going back from today towards infancy on losing memories. And so as they progress, it's, they're in different stages of life, basically. And I basically have to see what my mom was like as a teenager and as a child. And I mean, that actually was kind of cool, despite the circumstances.
I remember when my grandmother began to lose her memory, and she was born early at the turn of the century. And she was a one-room schoolhouse teacher. And so all of her memories of being a one-room schoolhouse teacher, she were vivid for her. You know, she couldn't remember to turn the stove off and she couldn't be left alone, but she would tell us these stories from long, long ago, because that part of her brain she could remember. So, you know, and growing up, I never even knew that that was part of her life.
I think it's really cool to get these glimpses of the previous self. And the greatest comfort is knowing that their identity cannot be taken away by the disease, because their identity is an image bearer of God. I mean, that's, nothing can take that away. And when my mom died, I actually, it sort of restarted that relationship. Like, I actually felt like I could access my mom more once she was made whole and in heaven, because she wasn't really able to communicate in the last couple of years of the disease.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful thought right there, you know, because we all are made in the image of God, and that we are his image bearers. And so, you know, whether she was able to communicate or not, she was still your mom. And so that's, I'm sorry that you've had to go through this, but I love what God has birthed in you through it. Your ability to be able to help other people and to match up caregivers. So just tell me, let's close briefly. Tell me a little bit more about the Daughters of Dementia and sort of how that program is working or what you're doing with it.
Well, the biggest component of it right now is the Facebook page, which just keeps growing, and we're constantly sharing, you know, brain health is a huge piece of it, sharing different, you know, good news, like that dark chocolate. And it's more about the what you should be doing, the self-care and the stress management and the healthy lifestyle, than about what you shouldn't be doing. And of course we share about research and stuff, but it's really more of a, self-care is a huge piece of it. And I think connecting, building community with other caregivers is a huge piece of that self-care. It's that, you know, getting rid of the isolation thing again.
Yeah. You know, I have a special needs son with a brain injury. And so I really get that, because for years of caregiving him was really difficult. And my journey felt very alone. And although it's a different type of circumstance, it's very draining when you're the sole caregiver. So I just want to just thank you so much for coming on here and for sharing your story and for all of that you're doing to encourage other people to care for themselves and helping to connect people through through dementia, and I just can't wait to see what God continues to do through your ministry.
Thank you so much. And thank you for doing this podcast and your ministry too.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Okay. Can you do me a favor and tell me where we can find you, where people can find you?
On Facebook and Instagram at Love of Dixie. And my website is laurenflake.com.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lauren. I've enjoyed talking to you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.